And I'm very pleased to say that I've been joined on the phone by my guest for this morning, and that's Christine Chambers. Good morning to you, Christine.
Good morning.
Lovely to hear from you. And you are down in West Sussex on the way to Brighton, I'm told, in a little place called Littlehampton.
That's correct. Yeah, most people know Brighton, so I kind of use that as a pinpoint.
Well, absolutely they do. Absolutely. It's a couple of years ago that I was down in Brighton for a weekend with my dear wife, and all the way along the Sussex coast there, East and West Sussex. I mean, I just didn't care, Christine. I mean, I just did them both. Yeah. I thought, well, you know, very nice Chichester and Arundel and places like that.
Oh, yes, yeah.
All very posh, I thought, really.
Yeah, Arundel's a family favourite.
Oh, well, I can believe that.
The Swanbourne Lake there where all the ducks nest in cast there.
Excellent stuff. Well, hopefully I will visit again soon. And if I do, I'll come round and I'll have a cup of tea.
Okay.
Now, Christine, thank you so much for joining me this morning here on Radio Cardiff. And we need to say straight up, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I'm being a gentleman, I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but I do hope that you are going to have a really nice day. And have you got anything special planned for later on?
Well, I'm going to be out for lunch with my sister, but everybody's at work and school, so it'll be later on.
There we are.
Today, yeah.
Very good. Well, you just have a very, very fine birthday. Thank you so much, as we said, for joining us. And we're going to be talking now about a book that you have done for the little ones called Red Fox Does What? Surely Not. But before then, we need to know a little bit about you, Christine. So if you will, just give us a few sort of hints and pointers towards what Christine Chambers has been all about up until now.
Well, since when I was little, I loved to draw or make little things out of felt and fluff.
Yep.
And so always doing something creative. Then when I left school, I went to college and did like fashion and textiles. Obviously, that's quite a hard job to get into, so nothing really kind of happened from that. But I've always sort of carried on doing something kind of creative.
Yes.
And sort of about 30 years ago, I kind of started thinking, oh, children's book, that would be a nice thing to do, because I sort of started having little ideas here and there. And then I got a mortgage and everything, and then life happened.
Oh, life happens, doesn't it?
Nothing really happened with that. And then more and more over the last few years, since when my son was little, sort of reading to him and reading with him, I saw the enjoyment that, you know, he was getting out of it, and sort of that made me think about it more. So there's kind of been lots of sort of bits in the pot until I've actually kind of got to it. I think it was 2020, just before, just as sort of COVID hit. Unfortunately, my nan passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a bit bittersweet, but she left us some money. So later that year, it actually worked out that my job, quite a few of us were sort of under a kind of redundancy umbrella. So I was talking with my husband, what do I do, and, you know, all the rest of it. And he just sort of, he's the one really that pushed me. He said, look, you've always wanted to do this writing and stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, use some of the money your nan's left you and take a year out and do it. So with that, took a big step, a big frightening step. And started last January. I mean, really, I only thought by now that I'd kind of would have sent off some ideas. You know, I didn't really think that I'd actually have it in my hand finished.
Wow.
So,
I mean, in other words, then, it was, as you say, a giant leap of faith. And you've got your husband to thank, really, for giving you the nudge and saying, come on, give it a go. And as you say, I mean, over these last 18 months or so, I mean, I've had so many guests on the programme who've all said about, obviously, COVID and the lockdown and one thing and another, whilst clearly there were lots of negative issues that everybody knows about to go with it. The flip side of it, though, is that for a lot of people, it did give them some thinking time, and for a lot of people, deciding maybe it was time to turn a different corner in their lives.
Yeah, that's it. I just thought, you know, I don't really want to wait till I retire. And, you know, I want to sort of try it beforehand.
Absolutely.
If I can. But it was also sort of that feeling the fear and doing it anyway sort of thing. Just, you know, right, yes, I am going to do it. And, I mean, at one point I was sort of going through with the story and looking at doing the drawings as well. And then I was thinking, oh, my goodness, what have I let myself in for? This is going to be so hard.
But
why
am I doing this? You've got to be brave, though, haven't you? And, I mean, this is a point that I think, as I say, reoccurs so often in these conversations that I have with some of my lovely guests, that, yeah, people decide that's it. It's time to be brave, stand up and do something, follow their dreams. And, OK, nobody ever knows if these things are always going to work. But as you said, you don't want to leave it too late in life. Do you want to think, no, I'm going to give it a go now, and all right, if it doesn't work, well, dust myself off and do something else.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk then specifically about the book. So please tell us a little bit about the whole preamble to it, if you would, Christine, and obviously the age range of children that that you're hoping to aim for.
Yeah, well, really, at the time, I started writing a different book that I had an idea for.
Yes.
Because I've got sort of some notebooks with all different kind of, I get a little bit of something in my head and yep. jot it down. And then the fox, really, he started off just a little drawing on a post-it note, because, as you were saying, I do like crochet, and I was thinking, oh, I might make a crochet fox. So I doodled this little fox, and that was it. That just kind of went in the folder of to-do things.
Mm-hmm.
And then another day I was practicing on a drawing tablet I got for myself, and I right. thought, oh, I know, I'm going to draw out this fox again. So I drew him, and he was really lovely. I thought, oh, it'd be nice to do a story about him, but I didn't know what. So again, that kind of went to one side.
Yeah.
And then I think another day I was like driving and I was kept thinking about this fox, and I'm going, well, what's the fox going to be doing? What can I make him do? You know, and then that kind of came the title then, Red Fox Does What? So I thought, oh, well, that's good. That's quite a little catchy title, still didn't know what way the story was going to go,
right.
Yeah, and then I was doing some baking with my son because he enjoys doing the baking, and it reminded me of a time when I was at school and we were in cooking class, and one of the boys forgot to put in, I think it was flour at the time, and of course his cake came out like a little omelette in the pan, and I thought, oh, maybe that's what the fox could be doing. He could be baking and, you know, making mistakes, because I kind of wanted it to be, I suppose, a little bit like me doing the writing is like, you know, just keep trying when you're trying to do something.
Yeah, yes.
You know, and not give up sort of thing. So then, you know, that sort of all came together.
All right.
So I started writing that, and yeah, and then it all sort of started falling into place, really.
So what sort of age range of children would you think, yes, this would absolutely fit in with kiddies who are going to be interested in this sort of story? I mean, relatively young children?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of said from birth, because obviously the parents can read.
Of course, yes, of course.
To them, because it's not just a picture book. It's got quite a lot of writing in it.
Yeah.
And then probably up to about 7 or 8, just depending on, I suppose, more what the interests are of the child and if they're still interested in a kind of cartoony.
So you've done the whole thing then. All the illustrations within the book as well are your own from your own fair hand.
Yeah. Yes,
very talented indeed.
That took a while.
So how did the link up then come with our friends at Candy Jar here in Cardiff, Christine?
Well, at first I bought myself a load of envelopes, thinking I was going to have to post out all these book ideas to people.
Yeah.
And then when I actually researched it and went online, I went, oh no, everybody has everything by email now.
It's true.
So if anybody needs some yellow envelopes, I've got quite a few.
You've got a couple of hundred spare, right, yeah, good to know.
so I sent out, I don't know, probably about 40 different places. I'd bought the illustrator's yearbook for children and kind of used, because they're quite a good guide, I'd sort of read for the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through all them, saw which ones were having children's books or picture books specifically. Emailed out, like I say, probably to about 40 people.
Yeah.
And then Sean got in touch and said, oh, like, you know, like what you got there, get in touch. So, and then from there, we've been having lots of discussions in between. And they've been, been really helpful just because, you know, it was my first time doing this. I had no idea what I was doing.
So I'm guessing that obviously Sean and all the gang at Candy Jar then have been able sort of to mark your card then on the way you needed to take the project and all the little nips and tucks and edits that are required. And now you're left with what looks like a really, really nice, colourful book for children. So you must be absolutely delighted.
Yes, I can't believe this actually happened. When it came in the post, the boxes, and I said to my husband, I said, oh, it's a real book. It's a real book.
That's one of the great things, Christine, about when you are fortunate enough to do a book, no matter how big, no matter how small. It's that first time when you open the box and there they all are in front of you, and you've got a physical thing that you can pick up and look at and say, that's all my own work, that is.
Yes, yeah, definitely, especially doing the drawings as well, because at first I thought, I sent some drawings to Sean, because he said, well, can you draw? And I said, well, let me send you what I'm doing, and you can tell me.
And you cannot tell me,
He came back and he was like, no, they're really good. I went, oh, good, thank goodness for that.
Excellent.
When friends and family sort of say, well, that's good, you think, oh, they're just being biased.
Well, sometimes you just think they're being nice, aren't they? It's funny that, isn't it? How friends can be nice sometimes. Sometimes they can be nasty, but no, more often they're nice. Yes. So now tell me, Christine, the book itself, is it now sort of officially available to the general public?
I've got a Folksy page that I've set up, so it's just direct from myself at the moment.
Okay, right.
So
well,
then,
Do you want to actually give people then the contact details that they need to know if they'd like to find out more about the book? Obviously, as we just said, if you have any social media outlets and so on that you'd like to tell people about.
Yeah, so on Folksy, it's quite a long title because I couldn't think of anything short and snappy.
Right.
So, it's Christine Chambers, author and illustrator.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able to find me on the shops. On there, that's the link to the book there.
Lovely.
And that's got a few more pictures of the pages and things in there as well.
Well, it really is beautifully illustrated, and I take my hat off to you to not only then be the writer, author of the book, but then to be the illustrator too, because that is still something that has completely eluded me in my life, the ability to draw anything else other than stick images and so on and what have you. but I'm guessing that must have given you a great deal of pleasure to sit there and do those illustrations that worked so well hand in glove with the story.
Yes. I'd sort of think to myself, oh, I'm just going to spend a couple of hours, and then 5 hours later, my hands would be cramping up, and I've been going,
wow.
I think I better stop now because I've done it for too long.
Absolutely.
So, but I really get lost in doing the illustration and thinking what it's going to look like.
Well, that is absolutely lovely. So now, I suppose the obvious next question is then, here we are, we've got Red Fox Does What. Does that mean that there's going to be another book about the Red Fox, or have you got anything else in mind with other animals for the children?
I've got other ideas, but actually, now that the fox is sort of out there, it might be quite nice to take his friends as well and do something with them as well. Because originally I was going to do the fox and then maybe other woodland animals.
Yes,
but
yes.
Then I was thinking, well, you know, there are other foxes, and I love Arctic fox with all the fluff. And I looked up and saw, actually, there's over 20 different types of foxes. So I was like, oh, okay, I need to whittle that down a little bit. So, and then I thought, yeah, I'm going to go with the foxes.
Right. So you're going to become the fox lady now, then, really?
Yeah. Because I think that you don't quite. I know a lot of people love them, but a lot of people don't really like them in their garden.
No, well, that's true. But yeah. when you get an idea, then I think that's good. I mean, you've got to run with it. And I suppose I should also ask now: have you road tested the book on any young children, either children within your sort of extended family or friends of friends, and all that sort of thing? Or have you even thought about going into some of the schools and doing any storytelling?
Well, before publishing, my two nieces, who were, I think, 7 and 13 at the time, right. I asked them if they would read it. I mean, I knew for the older one it would probably be, you know, a bit too young for her. But my sister said, oh, no, she really enjoyed it. And, you know, even at her age. So I said, oh, right, okay, so that's good. And I asked if they had any suggestions and that, and there's a couple of little bits, so mm-hmm. you know, they helped me out. And I haven't been to any schools yet, but I've just started kind of approaching them.
Right.
So now
right.
I've actually got the physical book in front of
well,
me.
Well, that's it. First things first, you need the books. Yeah, yeah.
That's it. And then in after Easter, because my son goes to Scouts, but I've asked the Beavers group there if we can do like a foxy evening, so we're going
right.
to have like the story,
yeah,
and going to have some colouring in, and because it's about making a chocolate cake, we're going to have chocolate cake.
Can't fault that, Christine. Can't fault that at all.
Some chocolate cake.
Not at all. Not at all. Well, it sounds to me as though you've really got yourself an ongoing project here, which clearly can take up as much or as little time as you wish, really. And I mean, that's a great thing to do, because now that first book is there, no doubt people will want more from you, Christine.
Yes, yeah. Yesterday when a lady picked up, she was asking, are you doing it anymore? So
yes, yeah.
I'm like, oh, yes, probably.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
Let me get through this one first.
That's fair enough, fair enough. Well, listen, Christine, it's been absolutely super having you on the show this morning, just to have a little chat. I appreciate you're going out for a birthday lunch, so we mustn't hold you up too much now. But I do hope that we'll have the chance to have a chat again in the future for perhaps, you know, a second book, or even knows a third or fourth or whatever it is. and perhaps if you do ever obviously then come up to Cardiff to see our chums at Candy Jar, then maybe you could pop into the studio one day and we could meet up in person.
Yes, that would be nice. I have a cousin that lives near Cardiff, actually.
Oh, well, so there you are. You've got a ready-made excuse then. Well, yeah. let's just tell people again then. The name of the book is Red Fox Does What? Surely Not. It's by your good self, Christine Chambers. It's published, as we said, from our friends at Candy Jar. And if you would, Christine, just give us the address again, then people can go to find out more info.
Okay, so it's at folksy.com, and then you go /shops, and then /... Christine Chambers, author and illustrator.
Wonderful. Well, have a lovely day celebrating your birthday, Christine. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about the book. We will give it another mention before the end of the show. And I look forward to talking again to you sometime soon.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.